It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in interior Alaska. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now for your hosts, Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I'm Jamie Napolsky.
Hi, Jamie. Ooh,
I had the volume turned down so low I couldn't hear you. For a minute I thought, am I even on the radio?
That's what my wife does. Go ahead and tune you out.
I was like, oh no, I'm not on the radio.
See that great shot I made in the wastebasket?
Yeah, how you just threw the trash on the floor.
Yeah.
We'll have to
hit this place
that
I'm storming out. They got the window shut like some sort of...
I know.
The blind,
they don't want
like
anybody
blackout
to
blinds.
See us. They don't want anybody to see us.
Today we are doing this in the nude.
I have some...
Not really.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
Nope.
Could you imagine? Do you think there is a nude... I bet you there is a nude show. We're going to have to look it up.
I'm sure.
I don't know.
That's why we don't
have
YouTube.
If you've tuned in, we're not nude. Let me just preface.
This is a family-friendly show, Jamie.
We are not nude.
You should take that back.
In the studio. Okay, what do we have today? Give us our fun facts.
Okay, so fun facts. So I'm going to revert to our Alaska Realty Today.
Yeah.
Facebook page. We post something there daily, all educational, nothing about us or our listings. We just want to post educational fun stuff. It could be something to do with the transaction. It could do what to do with your home.
When things slow down, though, in the wintertime, because right now everything is crazy busy. Yeah. Kurt, I don't even know how you find time to post.
I did seven
showings yesterday and then had so much stuff, had so many people to call last night. Which I am not complaining. It was fantastic. I was literally like, this is one of the best days I've ever had.
It's crazy.
It was
awesome. Right now.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And I was just listening to a real estate podcast that we hear from an real estate econ guy, but it's strong everywhere. The real estate market is, and of course it varies by city, by neighborhood, by house, but it's overall nationwide. It's a strong market,
hold on, let me interrupt you just for a second. What I was going to say is when it slows down, I'll start putting personal stuff on the Facebook stuff.
Okay.
About you and I. Not naked stuff.
No.
Though. No naked stuff.
So here's the last few posts we've done on the Facebook page. Who pays for repairs? Would you buy a home on a crib foundation? Apparently, Jamie's had seen seven of them lately. Why are electric bills so high? That's what I'm just going to do a fun facts about right now. That's a hot topic. Do you really know where your property lines are? That's always important. Think mortgage rates are going to all go above 6.5? Nope. The first 2 weeks on the market, really that important? It's super important to know how to pricing. So the one, buying home with a private well got the most hits in the last week or so.
That's, again, what's so weird is this is what is weird stuff. Like, I have, my last several clients have wanted that. Like, that has not come
like
up
water
in conversation.
Testing?
Well, water testing we've been doing. I've been doing that on almost every.
Most lenders require.
My buyers have asked me kind of like, what test do you recommend? What would you do if you were buying a house? Mm-hmm. And I say, if you are comfortable spending the money right now because we're not rushing. Like, we're kind of doing the 45 days, and we're not trying to push for like an 18 or 30-day closing.
Right.
If they'll give me the 45 days, I say a couple things. If you're comfortable doing the boiler test, I'd love to get your boiler tested because it's been shut off. Let's just make sure it's serviced.
And we've seen that problems
way,
come up
yep.
where...
And that way it's ready to go for the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
I say I love to do a water and septic test.
Yep. That's almost always on every transaction.
And then if for some reason the buyer would like any specific water testing done, if they're just susceptible to something, radon doesn't come up very often, but if they're in an area.
I had it come up last week.
Yep. If they're in an area that specifically I've seen a lot of radon things.
So check this out. I said, hey, we're going to go plop a. I got an engineer lined up to plop a radon machine in for 4 days. And all of a sudden she goes, oh, seller just produced a radon report from January or February, which is great. I'd rather see it in the wintertime than the summertime because
it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I like an updated plot plan if we can. Not necessary if they haven't really done anything to the property. Like I'm okay with a 2011, but I do love an updated one.
Yep.
I don't know why. I just like a really fresh. I think because then I'm like, that way I know nothing has changed per se.
We've seen stuff change in a year.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then what's the last thing I feel like those are my big ones. if they're comfortable paying for. Oh, and of course, an engineer inspection always. Or if the engineer inspection has just been done, then I ask them if they would like a walk and talk. Yep. I do really like them to meet with the engineer. And I mean, I'm hoping that this is what all the engineers are doing, but I feel like they're almost re-inspecting. So it's not just really a walk and talk. They're actually kind of going through stuff. They're looking at stuff. They're re-inspecting some of the stuff.
Yeah,
is what I was
when
getting.
They're doing their walk and talk, are they taking their old inspection and walk and talking, or are they just doing it freelance?
No.
Freestyle?
So this is kind of what I've been doing. I don't know if you're doing this. So I produce the engineer inspection.
Mm-hmm.
I just have it. So I kind of come, I try to come prepared. I also have it pulled up and
for
email
the walk
it
and
to
talk?
Them. Yes. Yep. So that way notes can be made. Everybody can see a copy of things. I also have it prepped and ready to email to everybody. So I just am like, hey, I got all this stuff, you know, just so that nothing needs, just in case the engineer maybe doesn't have it, or I don't know what they're coming from. I don't know how busy everybody is. I feel like at one point we had two engineers in town and I felt like they were stretched thin. So I just try to prepare myself. Sometimes they have everything and they don't need anything. I'm okay wasting paper. I'll recycle it back, do whatever I need. But I just have those things so that if people want stuff, and sometimes I am old school. I will always be old school. I love something in my hand, like where I can hold it. I can look at something. I can write on something. I can take notes on something. I think it's great. And I feel like I will say for showing sometimes.
I'm an iPad guy, so all my stuff is iPad.
I know. And I do like that as well. But I will say, like, there's been a couple of houses that I've gone in
because
and they've printed
things. I care
about
the environment.
I know you do. I'm killing it slowly. But like we've gone into a couple showings and the realtors have printed maybe the copy of the MLS, or they've had the engineer inspection, or they've had things. My clients, buyers just love that.
Back in the day, I mean, that was standard operating procedure that one, you walked around with the whole packet of everything.
Yep.
It had utilities and surveys and the listing package and the MLS. And then you'd have, you know, four or five copies at the house.
Right.
But those days went away. Probably since lumber went way up after COVID.
Sure. And I think there's a couple realtors that still do some of that stuff. They love it. Buyers love it. They like to look at stuff. But I think it's great.
I've been
thinking
about that lately.
Yep. And I will say there's been a couple realtors that have had it, and then they have the notes from the sellers. So sellers that have done those repairs, sellers that are like working on this, sellers that have done. And I'm going to give a shout out to Jerry Wagner. I was showing a property for her. She called me, pre-called me. I got a text. It said, you're showing my property tomorrow. Please give me a call. She updated me on engineer inspection, updates, things that were happening. I was able to alleviate all stress from a buyer. And that, again, not that I haven't had other realtors that have been fantastic. This is just a recent transaction, recent showing. I'm sorry. But when I get stuff like that that happens for a client, it is just such a phenomenal, I feel like that's 110. And I've had other realtors from other brokerages that have done it. I love that. I normally try to give a highlight or a thank you or send a text that was like, this was great.
Yeah.
But when I'm able to do a walkthrough like that and say, listen, because they'll see something. Like say, for example, yesterday, the shatterproof glass was shattered on the sliding glass door. That hit my client. They were like, well, what is this?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, yep, the glass has been broken. I don't know if that was by a renter or how that broke, but that's actually on order. That should be here in 48
I think
hours.
That was the sun, actually.
So, but again, done. So he was like, oh, that's amazing. So I was able to answer those questions, and I felt like the showing went so much better because anything that was maybe panicking my buyer, I was able to already show because the other realtor, Jerry, had already answered all those questions for the seller.
Awesome.
And that was just amazing. So I just feel like, and I, like I said, I've had other realtors from other brokerages do that for me. And that just helps. I've had other ones text me different information and I've read those texts, you know, like even I'm going to give out, I'm going to butcher Rick's name. I think it's Rick Hinckley? No. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's texted me before. He just did. I had did a showing for with him a couple days ago. He texted me some notes. Phenomenal. I would, again, we
That's
walked in.
That's what we used to do in the olden days.
Yes. It's so amazing because I walked in with a buyer. The buyer said a couple things and I said, oh, let me read you the text from the realtor. Here's what's going on with this situation right now. Or and it just alleviates the stress from the buyer when I'm able to answer those questions, because some of those are not in the AS 3470. Some of them are not
those
in
are the state
notes.
Required disclosures.
Right. And so it's just so helpful. And I just think if you know that information, send, I mean, my gosh, send those out to the people that are showing your properties, because that just helps. Whether or not you know that, it helps with the showings. 100%. Okay, I'm sorry.
If you're just joining us, I was about to do fun facts, and then we decided to go off on a very good, wise, smart tangent, and that's what we do on the show because we don't come prepared. We just kind of shoot from the hip.
Well, we sometimes come prepared, but
not
yes.
Really.
Okay, keep going.
What was I talking about?
You are talking about fun facts that are going on.
So one of the posts I did was on electric bill. Everybody knows that we have crazy high electric bills. It kind of, what did it start about, November, December? I know we had record cold, but we're like, God, is a new guy? Is he jacking everybody's rates? Is somebody stealing from GVA? Why is all our power? Some people's power went down. Their bills went down. Some doubled and tripled. And I hear all sorts of stories, big homes, small homes. I've heard it all. I'm like, man, it makes no sense. And so, but you're not alone. So here's, I'm taking this from our Facebook post. So we have the most expensive electricity in the country, just FYI. So there's a fun fact. I'm not surprised. I've heard, my wife tells me that all the time. She referenced all the different places where she knows people live and no one pays close to what we do. Around 25 to 35 cents per kilowatt hour. That all depends on what your usage is. I just looked at my bill. I'm at 37 cents a kilowatt hour. And there's one for fuel, there's like four or five things. You have to add them all up to, mine equated to 37 cents and so per kilowatt hour. So so let's go through what the average is. So what's normal, quote unquote normal, typical house in Alaska is about 400 to 700 kilowatts. So about $150 to $250 a month is what you should see for a small home. Anything outside of that might be abnormal and you might want to dig into it when you're buying a house. An average home uses about 700 to 1200 kilowatt hours per month. So roughly 250 to 450, and then bigger homes, 1,200 plus kilowatts, because they might have electric heat, hopefully not. I just actually saw one this week, had electric heat. That was back in the day, Jamie, I mean, a ton of stuff had electric heat. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
They have hot tubs, workshops, you might have multiple freezers, there's all sorts of stuff going on. And I don't know what I did. So this month, past month, I used 1,492 kilowatt hours. The same time last month, I used 962. I don't know what I'm doing different. I don't have more stuff plugged in. I have probably have the lights off more. I'm like scratching my head. How could I have used that many more kilowatts per hour?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
We're in the same boat. Our stuff is up all over the place. And I'm like, I don't know. We're not really doing anything different either.
So it's not the price of it going up. It's just how many kilowatt hours I use. And so that's what, I mean, that's a 50%, over 50% increase in my usage. So I guess that's why my bill was 500 something this past month.
Holy moly.
And I know people that ain't nothing.
Yeah.
They're hitting 700, 800, 900. Yeah. I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
So here's some ways to keep your, this is what I really want to dive into. So those are some fun facts there. So what you should know is a normal payment, anything above that, something's going on. But if something's going on, here's some stuff to get it down. So replace your, and we talked about this at the sales meeting today, replace incandescent and older CFL bulbs with LEDs. And so we've got we went years and years and years ago to all daylight LEDs. So
you do everything in the dark at your house?
We do just the opposite. Everything, and it's called, I get them off either Amazon or Lowe's or Home Depot. But I get the daylight.
Kirk is not telling the truth.
I am telling the truth.
Kids and his family all wear headlamps. They're not even allowed to turn
on
the lights.
That's battery. They can build a small fire in their room. Burn our house down again.
Stop that.
Another way is to unplug your electronics.
Okay.
Sorry, kids. Or use smart power strips to eliminate phantom power draw.
Hmm.
That's interesting. We don't unplug our electronics. In fact,
we don't
leave
either.
Them all on. The TV is on. Sometimes the TV in the living room is on pause and on all night. I should probably fix that.
Really?
Our son has. We forget to turn the power button off on the remote. Oops.
Yeah.
Seal air leaks around windows, doors, and attic accesses. Less heat means less work for fans, pumps, and heating equipment.
Okay.
Every little bit helps. Clean or replace the furnace, HRV, and heat pump filters regularly. That's good to know. Set your water heater should be about 120. Mine's about 180,000 degrees. It comes out fire. I should probably fix that. That's probably one of our problems. But it comes out hot. I know it's not appropriate. Upgrade older. This is a huge one. Upgrade older refrigerators or freezers, especially if you have one in the garage that's 20 plus years old. We do, and we just it's been sitting there with like food in it and not being used. So
if you're just joining us now, we're talking about ways to bring your electric bill down. Any little bit counts.
Shut off all your electricity.
Yeah,
unplug all your kids' stuff.
Yeah,
and don't use a refrigerator or freezer. Yeah.
Do you have more?
A couple more.
Okay, hold on. Let's take a quick break and then let's come back and finish our
What
list.
A cliffhanger, Jamie. Okay. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio. Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day. Plus, 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
For those listening, Lisa's not dead.
That's so horrible that you say that. Stop it. She's fine.
She's alive and kicking.
She's actually at the office going through stuff.
Yep.
Making garbage.
We're piecing out of our office, so she is.
We are. We're moving new locations.
Jamie's selling everything on Facebook. Thank you, Jamie.
I know. It's going great. And so then if you're looking for stuff, please.
And then we're
going
to go for our new Citizen M looking office.
Yes.
All fresh and new. Okay, so back to if you're just joining us. We're just joining us. We're talking. My fun facts were what's going on with power. It's gone crazy. I gave out average bills for a small, medium, and large home. What you should expect, 150 to 250 for small, 250, 450 for medium, 450 plus for large. Depends on what your uses are. Gone through all the different ways to make your kids angry and plug out everything. A couple more that we didn't touch on. Wash clothes in cold water whenever possible and run full loads.
Yeah.
I guess I never run a partial load, but I guess I don't pay attention. I just push whatever button normal and then just go.
Yeah. When I was in Las Vegas, my mom does like tiny loads. Her stuff. So
like a shoe or something?
No, but I mean, if she wants to wash like 4 or 5 items, no problem. And I was like, my loads sometimes are so big that sometimes I'm like, I have to dry them twice because it's just so much clothing. And John, my husband, will be like, that's too much in the washer. And I go, well, why do they make the drum thing so big? it's that big so that it can be...
That's my philosophy.
Yeah, it can be filled. Filled it to the brim.
That's it. That's all I got. Those are my fun facts.
So a couple things we do. I set the timer, and we just had our niece and nephew. I just told them set timers on their on the television. But weirdly, our TVs shut themselves off. I don't know why. All of our TVs in our house are smart TVs. If they're not in use, we'll shut themselves off. But we do set timers.
I think I used to have a Samsung that did that.
Yeah. But we do set the timer. So I set a 2-hour timer on my...
I should do that.
Like I get on and we're just making a habit of that. So
Lisa sleeps with the TV on. But the living room TV, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah. But we do it for all our TVs. I do it even when I'm sleeping. So I fall asleep to the television just because I know this seems funny, but our dog has absolute anxiety with like thunderstorms and just different things. So I never know what noises are going to set him off. So I just put the TV on for all of us to fall asleep to. So that noise is very distracting. He goes into his deep whatever sleep. But after 2 hours, I'm like, I don't need the TV on all night. Because you know how I feel like when you're sleeping, you get super sensitive to noise.
It's whatever's going on, the TV goes right into my dreams.
Oh.
And here's an example. Last night, I don't know what was Expedition Unknown or something, whatever Lisa had on. And I dreamt that I was boarding an Alaska Airlines plane, and I was out in the tarmac. Everybody's boarding from the ground, from the runway, the tarmac.
Yeah.
And I get on the wrong plane. There's like a bunch of them lined up like cruise ships, but I just happened to get on the wrong plane. I was supposed to go to Mexico or something, and it took me to... Everybody on board told me it was going to Mexico. Well, when we landed, it was just all snow. And it was some crazy part of Mexico that has snow, and people want to go there to enjoy snow in the summertime. It was
weird.
A nightmare.
Yeah. So, yes. So we do that. And as I was sharing during break, we went through – so we had two freezers because we always have hopefully I don't offend anybody, but we hunt, so we have a meat freezer.
So to be clear, you hate the environment and you
kill animals for fun. So we hunt, so we've always had two freezers in the garage.
So we're like bald eagles and...
Nothing illegal, but we're realizing we don't need both of them going right now because we don't have, like, we're getting down to our ready for next year or whatever. And so we combined everything into one freezer, donated food that could be donated, things we were starting, you know, we're using more. We put it in the other upstairs freezer in the house, and we unplugged a freezer in the garage because I was like, we don't need both of these going at the same time. And then we...
True.
Kind of did the same thing that you were talking about. We looked at, I mean, we do leave a lot of stuff plugged in, but if we don't need it plugged in, then it's not plugged in.
We are not that good.
Yeah. So, but I mean, we looked at a couple things that we were just like, okay, if this isn't necessary right now, just to see if it would make any adjustment. So like in some of the, I know this seems goofy, but we live in a house with several rooms. There's rooms we don't really... You don't always go into those rooms. So I don't need lamps plugged in every single room of the house. So if I need them and I'm in that room...
What are you
going to
do with all the hostages down there that you keep in?
Well, they stay in the dark.
Don't you guys have too big of a house for...
No. No.
You and your dogs?
No, I don't, actually. I feel as though I need a 3,600 square foot house. I have a 2,400 square foot house. And now...
Do you want to trade?
Based on my closet needs. And I'm trying so hard to downsize. I'm trying so hard, Kirk. But I feel as though I love clothes. What is Melissa's size house? Melissa, she's got to be in a big house. That's a pretty big house, right? I need to ask her next time she's on the show.
Yeah.
She lives in what I feel like...
Well, it kind of throws it off because the garage is super big.
The garage is like a dream garage.
It's a shop.
It's a shop garage.
It's a...
Yeah.
It can hold...
It looks like it can hold a motorhome in there.
10, 15 cars probably. They got lifts and stuff. And
oh, my God.
So I don't know if the house itself is too crazy big.
Hmm.
But there's a whole basement that... So maybe it might be like 6,000. So maybe it's kind of is big.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing.
6,000, if that doesn't constitute the garage, that would be too big because I would be nervous to have to clean that. That would be my nightmare. I would have to have a cleaning person.
I know the address. I can go look it up.
I would have to have a cleaning person. I barely can clean 2,400 square feet.
It ain't easy.
I need
someone.
And
you don't have kids, but you got a husband and dogs and yourself.
I need someone to call in who is looking for... I need a couple of cleaners. I need to interview. My dream is that once a month, someone calls into the show that wants me to sell a house for them, only so that I can afford to pay somebody to clean my house. That's all I want. I don't even want to make, I only want to make money so I can take that money to pay somebody to clean my house. That's
back in the day when I mean, 2007, when I had, I think it was 2007, I had my busiest January ever. I closed on 13 transactions,
yeah,
which doesn't happen ever. It doesn't happen in January, especially. But it was just so busy and all the stuff flowed. But back then we had a cleaner because highest and best use of my time wasn't doing what I typically do, which is, you know, dishes and counters and floors and everything else you can think of.
That's my dream.
I need to, I'd like to be doing income producing activities. So,
yeah.
Me too. I want to get back to my dream. Dreams are lost.
So, if anyone wants to call in and wants to know that their payment toward me is going to go to have somebody clean my house,
well,
that's.
We don't, well, we have a way to call them, but we don't do it.
I mean, call me at the end of the show on the phone number that I will provide them.
Okay. Perfect.
That's my dream.
Yeah, are you okay if we touch on
water?
Because you talked about water tests.
Yes.
And that actually had the highest number of hits on Facebook for our page.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're buying a house with a well, and we do test actually water, or we used to test water FHA on holding tanks, but if you have a private well, you definitely want a water test. Everybody's going to want it. It's safety for everybody.
Yep.
Also, legally cover everybody. You just don't want any surprises. So lenders are going to require it, so you just don't. You just have to have one. And it's just normal. Everybody's going to get one. And it's not horribly expensive either. So, the number one that we use, it's standard boilerplate in our purchase agreement, is test for total coliform and E. coli. So there's usually a minimum test requirement by many lenders, like I said, and they check for bacteria that could, you know, see if there's any contamination. It could be from surface water or from septic system. So that's number one. That's basic. That's usually most people just go with that one. But, you know, we are Fairbanks. There is gold, and where there's gold, there can be arsenic.
Yeah.
So arsenic is another one. So
I just had that done.
I just had that done, too. I don't have the report back, but I let the listing agent know that please go ahead and have the sellers check mark that they want arsenic test, and then, of course, we'll pay for it on our end. So, so we did let them know that we wanted that. So it's been, I mean, it's been found in the past, and, you know, there's been very minute. I remember when I bought our house, it has arsenic, and the arsenic level changed back in the early 2000s, and so the EPA. So ours was just under, went over, was just over, and then went under, one of the two, but it was right on the edge there. But it's stuff you don't want to mess around with. And, and then we could talk about arsenic all day long, but there's ways to mediate. Some people just, there's, you know, filters, there's stuff under the sink, there's whole house systems. It just depends. Do you think it's gonna, you're going to get it in the shower? So you gotta pay attention to that. Nitrate tests. So that's more from contaminations from fertilizers and septic systems again.
Yep. And I ran that one as well.
Have you?
I think those, yep, those are the top. I think I did a little bit of research and those were the top four of, but not always, but those are the top four in water testing if you want to go beyond just the E. coli.
Or it's not a bad idea if you're pregnant or if you have a small child to get that one done.
Which I have neither. But I thought I could be drinking this water. This is for not only my client but my friend's house, and I don't want I don't want to grow a third head.
You can just
or
get
a second head.
No.
I guess I don't have two heads.
And if you just want to know, there's a general water panel quality panel there that no one ever does, but I don't think it's a bad idea because iron, everybody's got iron, manganese, which I had infiltrate my system. It was coming out, putting out black stuff, and I had it tested. It was manganese. Hardness. Our daughter actually took a water sample. She's going to UAF Engineering School of Engineers.
Yep.
They did a water test, and it actually came out pretty good. I was a little bit surprised. pH. pH is super important to my son. He's pH sensitive. TDSs, we won't go into that. So, I mean, it can affect your tastes. It can taste the smell. Staining, can affect plumbing. So it can impact future maintenance and treatment needs. I mean, if you look at people's boilers or their, you know, if they're not treating it right as it's coming in from the well, then it can go affect all your mechanical. So anyway, stuff to look out for. If you really want to get crazy, I don't think it's crazy, but it's just, it's probably property by property. It'd be lead, copper, fuel, or radon in the water. And we did have, it's not funny, and it's also not the same thing, but a attorney in town asked me to give a functional obsolescence number for a house that had not functional obsolescence, but how it devalued the property by having the house having had diesel fuel put into the water holding tank. And so they had to disclose that, and it spooks buyers, and it will affect X amount of buyers to won't even touch that property, won't even go look at that property because of that. But stuff happens, man, not because it was put into a water tank, but it can get into the groundwater and then get into your private system.
Okay.
So, got to do that. Jamie, we're out of time.
Yeah.
How does somebody call you if they want to come clean your house?
I know, 907-378-2400. And we talked about log homes, and I will hopefully have an update. I want to call the person and get some more information. We had somebody reach out and give me some tips. So I will follow up on that, come back.
Yeah, somebody does some peeling of logs. They have a corn husk peeler. And yep. Yeah, I would love to hear all about that. I can't wait to get them in there. We actually have a couple other pending guests coming up on the show in upcoming weeks. So stay tuned, you guys. Enjoy your Saturday. Stay tuned for Behind the Mission with United Way. Take care. Happy Saturday.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Mediactive production.